In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him.
I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come a long way.
How can one feed these men with bread here in the desert?
How many loaves have you?
7.
Jesus commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and, having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they set them before the crowd. They had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he commanded that these also should be set before the crowd. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. There were about 4,000 people. He sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed deeply in his spirit.
Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly, I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation.
And he left them. And getting into the boat again, he departed to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only 1 loaf with them in the boat.
Take heed. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod.
The disciples discussed it with one another.
We have no bread.
Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?
12.
And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?
7.
Do you not yet understand?
And they came to Bethsaida. Some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands upon him, he asked him,
"Do you see anything?"
"I see men, but they look like trees walking."
Then again, Jesus laid his hands upon his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored and saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him away to his home.
Do not even enter the village.
Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked his disciples,
"Who do men say that I am?"
"John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets."
"But who do you say that I am?"
"You are the Christ."
Jesus charged them to tell no one about him, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said this plainly. Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter.
"Get behind me, Satan, for you are not on the side of God, but of men."
Jesus called to him the multitude with his disciples.
"If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what can a man give in return for his life? Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Truly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power.